and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Yeah. So the last time we had Glenn Campbell picked on, was it Triple Play Thursday or Two for Tuesday?
I believe it was Triple Play Thursday.
They didn't choose Wichita linemen, right. And you and I were both disgusted.
Yep.
But Dave chose it this morning. Glenn Campbell, Wichita lineman. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Hey, I just went, it's Nick DiGilio here, and we're going to play some pop-up video. Skip Skipley is on the way in. I just want to, hey, Dan, before Skip takes over.
Yeah.
You remember when I was, like, really upset about the bullpens being moved at Wrigley?
Yes. I think I know where you're going with this, too.
And, I'm still not great with it because I used to love that you could be right on top of the pitchers, you know, you can, and the fans could be right there. And I loved that the bullpens were there. But they moved the bullpens to under the bleachers on either side. And now I love it. And you know why, Dan.
I do indeed, yes.
The dancing bullpen. It's the great. It is the greatest thing ever. This is a tradition that has to continue. When Rizzo hit the home run the other night and they cut to the bullpen, it was the greatest thing. I put a GIF on my Facebook page, or GIF, whatever the hell you call it, on my Facebook page of the dancing bullpen. It's my favorite thing. It's one of my favorite Cub things ever. And it's only been around for like 2 months.
I have a theory on it. Because I think it was Len and JD. It would make sense that it was Len and JD. But they were talking about it was part of the ESPN broadcast.
Okay.
This past Sunday night. And they had brought that up. And they had mentioned what a weird scenario it is now for those guys in the bullpen because they don't have a feel for the game.
Right.
It's so closed off. You know, right. If you're sitting on the field, you get the highs, you get the lows, you feel the crowd and everything. There, it's very sterile. And they're talking about pumping in crowd noise to make it better, yeah. And like more of a game-like atmosphere for them. But in my theory now, after hearing that, they've gone crazy because they're in a box. They're in an institution, and they only get let out in high-pressure situations. And now they're dancing to deal with it.
Yeah. But did you see when it really started with the rain delay against the Brewers?
Oh, yeah.
It was like the dueling dances, right. Between the Brewers bullpen and the Cubs bullpen. It's fantastic.
It's great.
I'm all for it. I am 100% behind dancing bullpens. I love it. Have you seen it, Esmeralda?
Yes.
It's the best. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because I made such a fuss, you know, at the beginning of the season about the, you know, the bullpens being moved off the field at Wrigley.
Do they dance to music, or is it just?
I just think they dance.
Music in their heads.
Yeah, they're dancing. They're not in rhythm at all.
The bullpen coach did. He did the escalator while drinking a water bottle after Schwarber's home run yesterday.
And they get on the exercise equipment in there and they start dancing. It's the best, man. It's the greatest. I love the Cubs. Oh, my God. So now I am pro bullpens under the bleachers. Thank you. I've changed my position on that. Hey, look. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh.
Hey, God.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm well. How are you two?
Oh, you know.
Very good.
Have you seen the dancing bullpen that the Chicago Cubs?
I have.
He flies
over
it.
Right. All the time. You know, Pete LeCocq spent a lot of time on the plane lately. So we've been watching
with
a
his dad, Peter Marshall,
right.
On the plane. Pete LeCocq. That's Esmeralda's favorite Cub of all time.
Uh huh.
Pete LeCocq. All right. Can we hit the thing with the thing? All right, it's time for pop-up video. Skip Skipley is your host. This is when we do the ultimate battle of wits. And we both get to sing. And when Esmeralda sings, watch the cat population increase.
Well, you just didn't know they were there.
Yeah.
They're hiding in the shadows.
That's exactly right.
I bring them out.
That's exactly right. Okay. All right, Skip, what are we doing here?
Well, you know, I was so impressed with your conversation about strong female characters. I chose two strong female singers on today's cards.
Boy.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
We shall start with you, Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Please provide us a line from 1988's Tracy Chapman's hit, Fast Car.
Oh, man. This is such a depressing song. You got a fast car. Why don't we get in and get out of here? oh man, you got a fast car. I'm going to leave because everybody's dead and I'm really sad. Get in the car. Let's go. And we'll drive away. You got a fast car.
Is Tracy Chapman in here?
Yeah.
I don't see her.
It's just tough, man. I love that song, but I can't. Now, what's the chorus?
Mm. Isn't that that part?
No. No, that's a verse.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a, I can't remember.
You're driving in your car.
Driving in your car. Speed so fast and on and on. And I never dreamed that I could be someone. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, there you go. I just needed that little kick in the skull with a steel boot. All right.
That took a weird turn.
I was quoting from Airplane. All right.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What distinctive hairstyle does Tracy wear in this video?
Dreadlocks.
That is correct.
Mm. Oh, all right.
Tracy Chapman was born in what Hall of Fame city?
Cooperstown?
That is incorrect.
What?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I went to baseball. I went to the
yeah, you got the baseball.
I went to
on
my
the
favorite.
Brain.
I went to my favorite Hall of Fame because all I saw was Dancing Cubs.
Soon to be enshrined at the baseball hall.
But yeah, they should have that enshrined. By the way, does that mean Deadheads now have to be? Do Deadheads now have to be Cub fans?
Oh boy!
No, those are Bears. Yeah, they have the dancing
yeah,
Cubs.
Yeah, the Bears.
Okay, all right.
Esmeralda, Tracy performed at a 1988 concert celebrating the birthday of what African politician?
Nelson Mandela.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Where are we going now?
We are going to the extra credit portion of
things. Oh, extra credit now. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's the title of the 1960s song about a cake getting rained on?
MacArthur Park.
That is correct.
Okay. Who left the cake out in the rain?
Didn't have a cake cover for that thing?
Do you know MacArthur Park?
No.
It's a great song. Richard Harris sings it. Jimmy Webb wrote that song, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe a frequent contributor to
Wichita.
Glenn Campbell, yeah.
Okay.
Esmeralda.
Why was there cake in the rain? By the way, why would that be a question?
Yeah, I don't know.
If anybody can think of why the Tracy Chapman song Fast Car would inspire a question about a cake being in the rain.
They're both depressing.
Yeah. Was there rain in the song? Yeah, I think it might
Prop
be. There's everything depressing is in that song in Fast Car. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
Who played the title role in the 1995 film Judge Dredd?
Oh, Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite movies.
You have the weirdest taste.
I love that movie.
By the way, you posted that you were watching Virtuosity.
Yeah, it was on Bounce.
Well, why you watch that, but you're not watching. You got time to watch that, but you can't watch Used Cars?
It was on TV.
Oh, my God.
That's why I like TV.
Used Fast Cars? See what I did right there? I'm saving my A material. Now that I'm on the Walk of Fame, I can do my A material.
You tell this to play Used Cars.
They won't play Used Cars. They can't play it on TV. It's rated R. All right. What are we doing?
I could ask you another question, or we can go to weather and traffic.
How many more do we have on this
we
side?
We have two more on this side.
Let's save it. All right, so we can do the two bad. Whose question is it now, Esmeralda?
It will be back to you.
Oh, back to me.
Yeah, I just answered.
I don't remember. What was the answer?
The Judge Dredd.
Oh, Judge Dredd. That's right. Sylvester Stallone. make sure you have a question about the Corsican brothers in there. Triple play Thursday. Yeah. Yeah. Dave picked Glenn Campbell, and that, of course, was Galveston. Right. Hey, he retired, but now he's back. It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Skip. How was your retirement?
Lovely.
All right. Very, very good. Is the jet okay?
Jet's just fine.
Fueled and ready to go?
Ready to take off to the next locale.
To run away.
Is yours invisible like Wonder Woman's?
No, unfortunately not. No.
You know, that was the only disappointment in the movie that she didn't have her
she
invisible
fly
jet.
Fly around in
She didn't have her invisible jet.
How do you know she didn't have it?
Oh.
That is true.
Skip Skipley. voice of truth.
I've got a lasso, too.
You do?
Oh.
Don't wrap it around me. I don't want to tell the truth. That was great in the movie, though, every time they wrapped it around, especially the first time when they wrapped Chris Pine in it.
Yeah.
And he's trying to not tell the truth. It's fantastic. Movie rules, by the way. Okay. What the hell's going on, Skip? It's me, right?
It is time for your question.
Okay.
Mr.
It's 3-2, Esmeralda in the lead. 3-2. And these songs or these questions involve Tracy Chapman's Fast Car video. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
What sports Hall of Fame is located in Canton, Ohio?
The Football Hall of Fame.
That is correct.
Oh. I thought it was going to be the Cooperstown thing.
No, that's the Baseball Hall of Fame, which we just said was in Cooperstown. It's not in Canton.
Whatever.
By the way, Gail texted in and said her favorite is when Carl Edwards Jr. does the Carlton.
Yes. It's pretty great. I'm telling you, this is just the one of the greatest things ever, the dancing bullpen. I love it, man. It'll be the best part of, you know, best part of hitting a home run is, you know, getting some runs or getting a run. Second best part is the dancing bullpen. All right.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What pop superstar appeared in the film version of the comic Dick Tracy?
Madonna.
That is correct.
My future ex-wife. All right, that card's done, right?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, cats of the United States, all get together. Could be the world. Dave's got it. Dave's got his crown and his cape on. He's there. He is waving to us from the sports department, surrounded by cats. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. All right. He hates this bit.
We're just like children.
Yeah.
Compared to him, and he has to play along. Yeah. Like
by the way, do you know that I have a plaque on the Walk of Fame?
You do?
See, I don't know how the hell that happened, but it's there.
How have the cats been treating that is the question.
It's like there's all these pristine plaques down there and then this litter box, and that's mine. all right. Here we go. Let's do this.
We just mentioned her name, Esmeralda. Please sing a line from Madonna's Vogue.
Now, why couldn't I get that one?
Oh, right. Just you wait.
All right.
Vogue. Oh, wait, come on. I know this song. Hold on. Joe, hold on. I'm trying to think of that.
The names.
The rap part, because I do enjoy that.
It's hard. And I know this
song. Get on the dance floor. Hold on. Joe
you're trying
Dave
to,
Goodface.
Yeah.
Lawrence.
Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo. Katharine Hepburn gave Goodface. No, she didn't. No.
Greta Garbo gave Goodface.
Oh, okay. Betty Davis, we love you. What? That's a line?
You got to say, come on, Vogue. Get your body moved to the music.
It's just gone.
Hey.
Oh, jeez.
It's my future ex-wife. Okay. Yeah, we'll give it to give her the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I was denied a couple of weeks ago. But that was by Slip Skipley.
Who's
He's much more strict than
he
Skip.
He cracks the whip.
Okay. All right. What do we got?
Perform the Vogue, please.
See, I could do that.
I can't. It's just.
And sing it.
All right. Well, that'll do.
That was, by the way, the gayest thing I've ever done.
I mean.
Yeah.
I think the queens would call you out.
They would.
In New York.
My gay friends, if they saw me doing that, would go, just stop.
It'll have to
just
do.
Please stop. Okay.
Madonna struck a pose in what 1985 film comedy about mistaken identity? Esmeralda.
Oh, who's that? No. That's that other movie she was in. Oh, gosh.
Nick's head's going to explode. It's pretty fun to watch.
Oh, what is the name of that movie? I enjoy that movie, too.
Madonna struck a pose in what 1985 film comedy about mistaken identity?
Oh, I can't remember.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say, who's that girl?
She was in that.
That's not it.
But that's not a good movie. But Desperately Seeking Susan is a good movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
What baseball Hall of Famer does she mention in Vogue?
Joe DiMaggio.
That is correct.
It's the only one.
It's the only one that Esmeralda remembers, by the way. Just kept singing Joe DiMaggio over and over again.
And then he doesn't, wait, does she, doesn't even say his whole name. She says DiMaggio?
No, she says Joe DiMaggio.
Just, yeah. I don't remember.
All right, we're on the extra credit portion of
clearly.
Things. All multiple choice for you guys.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, the cap just flew off the marker I have in my hand. Okay.
Esmeralda. Vogue comes from a French word meaning A, style, B, face, D, C, beauty, or D, to row or sail.
I mean, that would make sense. Style?
That is incorrect.
It's face.
Oh.
Nope.
It's not face?
Row or sail, according to this.
What? Is that
no.
right? Speaking of which, we're going to have a documentary filmmaker on tomorrow that made a documentary about women who rowed from the United States to, like, Australia.
Rode in what?
Rode, like in a boat.
They vogued?
They didn't, yeah, they vogued all the way to Australia. Whoa. There's a documentary. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They said they were in the boat going like this. They weren't moving. They were just going, the boat was just, they were sitting,
a very long time.
They were sitting at the dock going like this.
According to that question, voguing is rowing.
Yeah, yep. That's why I brought up the plug for tomorrow's show.
Bravo,
so.
Esmeralda.
All right.
They are voguing.
The dance called voguing is A, created by New York City drag queens, B, invented for this video, C, illegal in Singapore, or D, made up by designer Jean-Paul Gaultier.
I'm going to say B.
That is incorrect. Created by New York City drag queens.
That's what I meant. Oh, I'm sorry. Which one was that?
That was A.
Oh, that was A. All right.
Esmeralda. Someone who, quote-unquote, strikes a pose and gazes lovingly at their own reflection is called a narcissist, dandy, nihilist, or mime?
A narcissist.
That is correct.
A nihilist. You look in the mirror and go, I hate you. I don't believe in you.
The mime one.
And finally, what magazine was first published in 1902? A, Vogue. B, Outlaw Biker. C, Popular Mechanic. Or D, Mad.
What year?
1902. Again, your options are Vogue, Outlaw Biker, Popular Mechanics, or Mad.
I mean, now, they could be trying to trick you.
I know, because the obvious, you would go with Vogue, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Popular Mechanics.
You are correct.
Okay.
I was hoping there was a magazine there about rowing. That would have...
There is a magazine. I'm sure there's a magazine about rowing.
Right, but not in 1902.
In 1902. In 1902, they Vogued.
No, they did not.
We tied, Esmeralda.
Oh, wow.
6-6, we tied. So the strong females, we both love them.
That is the, yeah.
Yep. And the only lyric you remember is Joe
Catherine,
DiMaggio.
Who am I thinking of? It's not Katharine Hepburn, is it?
I don't think she mentions Katharine Hepburn.
Why is she on my brain?
Because I mentioned her earlier when we were talking about strong women. Oh. Maybe that's what it was. So I don't know. All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
We're going to be talking about voguing with a documentary filmmaker. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next.